This is Margaret Mittelbach with a Wild New York nature spot. How did a banded rudderfish, a species normally found off the coast of Florida, end up in what was once one of the most polluted rivers in the country? Not long ago, the Hudson River was considered a dead river, but that's all changed. These days, nearly 200 species, including unusual creatures like the rudderfish, can be found swimming in the submarine depths along Manhattan's west side. Want to know what else is down there? Try going fishing with the Marine Education Program sponsored by Battery Park City Parks Conservancy. The program includes visits by school groups and has catch-and-release fishing events on select weekends. They'll even provide you with a rod and reel. Bill Fink, a longtime urban angler, heads up the program. According to Fink, a host of surprising creatures have been lifted from the river's depths, including American eel, blackfish, blowfish, herring, porgies, sea stars, horseshoe and blue crabs, and even the occasional seahorse. In autumn, he says, the Hudson can appear to boil as large schools of predatory striped bass and bluefish break the surface of the water in frenzied pursuit of smaller baitfish like anchovies. Truly a wild sight just offshore Battery Park City. And the banded rudderfish? Well, this Florida import was probably swept north to Manhattan by the strong currents of the Gulf Stream. To learn more about Battery Park City Parks Conservancy and its programs, call 212-267-9700 or visit bpcparks.org.